Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. Brought to you by Audible. Lawmakers demand scrutiny of racial bias in health algorithms. Four Congress members say formulas that include race as a factor can hurt Black Americans' access to care. By Tom Simonite. In August, a group of Black former NFL players filed a lawsuit against the league, claiming its system for awarding compensation for brain injuries was racially tilted. The suit blamed the NFL's use of a healthcare algorithm that assumes white people have intrinsically higher cognitive function than Black people. The NFL called the suit misguided. But Thursday, four Democratic lawmakers asked the Department of Health and Human Services to investigate that cognitive assessment tool and other healthcare algorithms that use race as a factor. Their letter warns that including race in such calculations could cause doctors to make decisions that worsen health outcomes for people of color. The letter was written by Senators Cory Booker, Democrat New Jersey, Elizabeth Warren, Democrat Massachusetts, and Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, as well as U.S. Representative Barbara Lee, Democrat California. They cite examples of algorithms, including a tool that estimates Black and Latina women have a smaller chance of a successful vaginal birth after a prior cesarean section. Another is a score of kidney function commonly used to make decisions about transplants and other care that rates a person's disease as less severe if they are Black. We've seen disturbing report after report of race-based algorithms in medical care, Warren said by email. In order to reduce health disparities among communities of color and promote anti-racist health policy, we need to research the impact of structural racism on the health of communities of color, including the use of race-based algorithms. The letter argues that the coronavirus pandemic, which has disproportionately sickened and killed people of color, makes the matter more serious. The group epistle was sent to the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, a division of HHS that works on research and tools to improve healthcare and policy. It asked the agency to assess the use of race-based clinical algorithms, any harms they are causing, and how medical standards might be changed. Namwaka Inanya, an assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania, welcomes the letter. She has studied the kidney tool, EGFR, and says there's good reason to think it puts Black patients at a disadvantage, compounding existing health disparities. Black patients are effectively required to get sicker than white patients before they can access specialist care, she says. The tool has been superseded by an alternative that doesn't use race and abandoned by some major U.S. hospitals, including Massachusetts General and University of California, San Francisco. More broadly, Inanya says the medical community needs to recognize that including race alongside biological measures like body mass index or blood test results is bad science. We need to be more responsible and stop putting social constructs into these tools, she says. Inanya is a member of a task force of the American Society of Nephrology and National Kidney Foundation reassessing the use of race in diagnosed kidney disease. She says other research and medical societies should take up similar projects to prevent race-skewing clinical decisions. Algorithms are becoming more common in healthcare, in part because they offer the potential for more effective care. But concerns about how they influence who receives care are growing. Last year, Booker and Wyden wrote to the Federal Trade Commission and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services after a study showed that widely used software for prioritizing patients for extra care effectively put white patients ahead of black patients. The lawmaker's letter cites 6 health algorithms that use race. A recent research paper on the topic listed more than a dozen in areas including cancer and lung care. Lead author Darshali Vyas, a second-year resident physician at Mass General, believes plenty of other such algorithms remain to be discovered. Vyas hopes that more attention to the issue will help flush them out and draw more resources to studying the effects they have had on patients' health. The next important step is to quantify any harm done and see what the consequences have been for our patients, she says. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Life is busy, so don't let finding your favorite podcast slow you down. Just tap the Audible app on your phone and unlock your one-stop shop to listen to more of what you love. Everything from Celeste Ng's bestseller, Little Fires Everywhere, to the podcast, The Pursuit of Healthiness with Blake Griffin, is at your fingertips. Audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals, all in one place. And for a limited time, Prime members get $50 off their first year of Audible Premium Plus membership. Visit audible.com to get started.